Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Push Push, I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And a race we was had.
Boy, did we have a lot to talk about, Danielle. Wow, what a race.
A race was had.
We had wheel-to-wheel combat. We had teams in the back just going at each other. We had teammates going at each other. We had all kinds
friends
of
going at each other.
We
saw them like... the beginning of the end.
Did we do this? Was it last week's bromance that we publicly announced that honestly the internet came after us hardcore about it? I was like, wow, I didn't know we touched such a nerve with so many people, but apparently we did.
When you only put out a clip of 1 minute, people are like,
people are like,
can't believe that this is all you talk about.
Oh my God. I mean, clearly they're not fans of the pod because they would know.
No.
What we were talking about. But
thank you
fine.
For the engagement.
I know. I was like, engagement. Thanks, guys.
We did, I think, call this though, because we were talking about, you know, the friendship and how that's, and
it got so very uncomfy, but
GP sprint weekend.
Yes.
I mean, where do you want to start?
I think we should start. Well, let's see. Sprint qualies. I don't really think anything super exciting happened.
Well, I mean, other than, you know, the downfall of
Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc. Oh, gosh. And we just want to look past just the maybe sheet weekend of Charles Leclerc, then, yeah.
I mean, why does it feel like Monaco was so far ago?
It's a forever ago. It's a lifetime ago.
It was the last time we saw the happy gleam in Charles's eye. I'm like, what happened? I don't know.
It's okay, though. He did that. It was like, we did say that if the universe would give him this, that he didn't need anything else. And I think he's, you know, he's okay with it. He's like, it's fine. I don't think he's okay with it, but I don't think he's like as forlorn as he was in the past.
True. Okay. Fair point. We used all of our eggs in one basket for him, and
we
and
did.
The universe took that serious.
Them all in there. We said, just give this man this one thing, and we won't ask for anything else. And now we're dealing with the ramifications of that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
It's okay. I think he is too, and I think he's okay with it. I think we're all like, we'll take a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got it. All right. We'll regroup. Mm-hmm.
We needed this one.
We did.
This one.
It's the only one he needs. I mean, winning Monaco and it being your home country, that's it.
Yeah. Anyways, so okay. no sprinting for Charles Leclerc.
No sprinting for Charles Leclerc. But then we get into the qualies for the actual race.
Also, no sprinting for Checo Perez. What are they doing to that poor man?
Gee, I really, you know, because I thought for sure, and I think you agreed. I think we both thought that Checo would have a race this weekend in Austria, that they would want two Red Bulls on the podium.
Yeah.
This would make sense. But I think Helmut Marko was very strategic when he was like, I will let Checo stay at Red Bull if he doesn't win another race or doesn't get another podium.
I mean...
And so far,
but why don't you want to win the constructors too?
I think at this point, Max can probably do it on his own, right?
I mean, yeah.
So he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, it's better when it's like I said, at this time last year, it was all they
wrapped
had wrapped
up
it up into a packet. Yeah, it was all done. So
yeah,
you'd think that they'd want him to not be trash.
I don't know. I don't understand what they're doing over there at Red Bull, and apparently neither does Jos Verstappen, but that's for another time in the podcast. So Checo doesn't really show out. It's very mediocre at this point. We get to the
quality. Are the Alpines back?
I think they are. I mean, I kind of think they are. Like, they made it into Q3 and they were, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are they back? I mean, not back back.
Not back back, but they're
not dead.
Dead. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. I know. I mean, they were there. They were competitive.
They were hating each other.
They were. Oh my God. Were they hating each other? I mean, the greatest comment we got from Crofty all weekend was, well, they can't sack him again. You can't fire him again. And I was like, okay. But it felt like it could have been kind of close, because it felt like Pierre's comment when Ocon was fighting him for his life, and Pierre says, ciao. It was kind of like a big fat F you, and you ain't going to be here next year, so quit doing this bullshit. That's kind of what it felt like to me.
Yeah, he was just like, enough.
Enough of this.
But yeah, I think the Alpines are back. I mean, they made it into Q3, so.
Yeah.
But a lot of tire management in this race.
Yes, there was a lot of tire management. But I'll tell you the one that really got me. And then Piastri. Oscar Piastri got dicked over in this race starting at qualies, because when his lap time got deleted and they gave away his second place, I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he came back for it.
He did. But in all honesty, I really think that should have been Oscar's win in Austria, because that car looked so good. He was driving like a maniac. But the penalties that they were just doling out in Austria, I was like, wow, we are really getting
two in Austria. Quick.
Yes.
Like, I feel like everywhere else, like in Spain, we're talking about it. We're waiting. Like, we're waiting. We're talking to the stewards. We're waiting to hear from the officials. In Austria, they're just like, pah, pah. It's like the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Like, on the boat, just like throwing them out. They're just like, here you go. 5 seconds, 10 seconds. You lose. Like, in the pit.
In the pits. Here you go. Got it. I mean, but why? Why in Austria are they so quick? Are they drinking Red Bull? Is that what makes them so speedy? Is that what's giving them wings with their pedal?
It's just like the efficiency, you know?
It's insane.
It's that Austrian efficiency, which I respect. They're like, we're doing it. We're getting it done. Yeah.
Maybe we should say that the Austrian stewards should be the stewards for all the races.
Because I
like getting the quick feedback, but I'm also like, little aggressive. Everybody's getting a penalty, and I'm like, I'm not even sure following why. Like, I didn't even see some of these track penalties. I'm like, how did you?
I know. I saw that? There was a couple that were like just flash up on the screen, and I was like, when did that one happen? Yeah. I turned around for 1 second, and we've like thrown out another.
And they
were
speeding
in the pits. Like, we were, it was everywhere.
Yeah. And I don't know if they talked about this on the show or not, but using AI to help with track limits. And I don't remember if they said they were going to be doing that in Austria, or if that's something that they're starting the conversation of, that's something they're looking at doing. But I was like, wow, if this is the case, if this is what AI looks like helping out in Formula One, you drivers, you got to be careful. You got to be real.
Oh,
careful.
Yeah. On the track limit stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. But it was, I mean, it's crazy. So for me, I felt like Oscar really should have had a stronger, I mean, I felt like he got dicked over. I still don't see that track limit happened for him, that they gave him the penalty, which caused him to lose his second place. But I was like, well, all right. Now, going into Sunday's race, you know, there were a lot of things we didn't see that, you know, that were gifted to us by the F1 gods. But, you know, thankfully, also starting with the start of the race.
Okay.
Sorry, I feel like I'm all over the place because I have so.
No,
many
I'm
thoughts.
Like, take us on this ride. Take us on this ride.
So I've never seen, like, the formation lap happens.
I know.
They're lining up, and then the lights go wonky, and I'm like, what is happening? Why are the red and the green lights happening at the same time? And then they're like, hey, take another formation lap. I'm like, oh.
They said on the coverage that it was because there were photographers at the end of the, where the first turn was, and they were worried about their proximity to the track. I don't understand how that is something that wasn't already, like, why they were allowed in a place that they shouldn't be. I don't know. But I guess that's because they were all just as confused, I think, throughout the, you know, minute 15 or so of the minute 30 of that bonus formation lap. Yeah. And then I think right before they were like, oh, it's, we're hearing it's because of these photographers. And I'm also like, Austrian efficiency, get those people out of there.
Yeah. I mean, don't. Yeah, I thought that was weird too, because I was like, well, were they not in that same spot in the first formation?
The first,
like,
yeah.
Were, did they just take a step too close?
Who knows if that was actually
what
it was, but that's what they said on the coverage. But I'm like, what?
Yeah. Out of all the things that we've heard.
Yeah.
I was like, we've never heard that before. And A, we've never seen the lights go like, just kidding, don't go. And I was like, oh, what is happening? Yep. So. We knew we were in for something special when, you know, you get a second formation lap like that. It was great. The start of, you know, Lando and Max fighting with each other right in the beginning. Just, you know,
oh,
Max.
The fight was on from the start. I mean, we didn't get a zoom George Russell start like we did last time, which was, you know, I was kind of was thinking maybe this is going to be George's new signature move. Mm-hmm. But we did get a great start. But then Max said, see you, suckers.
Yeah. I got
it. And he opened up this huge lead again. Not huge, but I mean, not like, not 25 seconds, like, you know, old school Max, but a strong lead. And man, oh man, did Lando just cut into that. All the while, Charles Leclerc is changing his tires every 7 seconds.
Why? I know you don't know the answer to this, but did we hear what the strategy was behind the let's change Charles's tires as often as we can? Let's just see if that works for him.
I don't know, I really don't know what the, like, why, but it didn't seem like it was bad. Like, at the end, he did make it back up, like, pretty far.
12th place, you know, like, they were hoping he would get in the points, but
I know, but
man, like, I don't know what's happening over in Ferrari. It makes me nervous, but I don't know. I mean, he had 3 pit stops throughout this whole race, and it felt like 35. I'll be honest, it felt like every time I was looking over, Charles was in the pits. I was like, why is he in the pits now? Like, is he getting a snack? Like, what's happening in the garage over there at Ferrari? I don't know what is going on. No clue.
They just were like, let's try these ones. You want to try these ones? They're just like trying on outfits. They were like, you want to try these? You want to try the? You want to try the hard? You want to try the medium? You want to try another set of medium? Like, do you want to try these worn in mediums? You want to try these new mediums? Whatever you want to try, we're going to try them.
It wasn't
working. We were really hoping for a very strong safety car to get, you know, tighten the pack up a little bit. But
well, we got a safety car, but it didn't really do much for Charles. Like,
yeah,
it didn't really do much for anybody, actually.
It did. Well, it wasn't at the right time. I think he was hoping for it a lot earlier.
True. True story.
In the race. Also, I mean, yeah, they just were like, let's just do different things. Also, like, it wasn't his fault. He got pinched at, like, I know this is a Charles Apologist podcast, but, like, it wasn't his fault. And then he got, you know, thrown to the back.
Well, I'll tell you,
back up at the front, things were happening,
but then we can't discount what was also going on in the pack. Like, in the mid pack, we had 2 Haases going at each other. We had the 2 Alpines going at each other. I mean, I'm seeing the most, like, aggressive driving that I've seen all season from teammates. I'm like, what's happening? Until we get to lap 64. And we have the wheel-to-wheel combat that we have been wanting and asking for all season. And it came.
Well, people wanted racing. They got racing.
They got it. They
racing
got it.
Racing at the front, which was, yes, because we've had racing, you know, in the middle.
Yeah.
In the midfield. We've had it near the front. We've had it between Alpine all season. They've been, you know, trying to kill each other since day one. But everyone's been saying, like, every time my husband walks in, he's like, oh, Max winning again. Like, Max going to win. And I'm like, no, we're racing. We're racing at the front.
Yes.
We're racing at the, like, at the head of the race. Like, get in here.
It's happening. Yeah.
This is what we've been wanting. This is what you came for.
Exactly. This is it. But then we have Lando and Max, you know, trying to overtake Max. Max is doing Max shit of I'm going to drive breaking as aggressive as I can. I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to, it looks like I'm going to leave you the space and then I'm going to take the space back. And
he was moving in the braking zone a lot.
Yes. And that's
a lot of moving in the braking zone.
And that leads me to this question that I think the internet has been asking a lot lately too, is should this be, like, is it just Max being Max style of driving, or is it stewards not actually taking action against aggressive driving that other drivers would be penalized if they drove like this?
I think it's somewhere in the middle, because I think that Lando has a little bit of the, like, of the Carlos thing where he's like, and George Russell does this a lot too, of like tattletaling. Which I think they should. Like, I'm not mad, but I think that I think sometimes they're over aggressively tattletaling. It's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. If you say he's moving in the braking zone every single time, then maybe they're like, no, he's not, or whatever. If the first time they're like, it wasn't bad, and then like the second, third, maybe other times it is, they're kind of like discrediting it. That's not how rules should work, obviously, but I just think that maybe that's a little bit of it, but I think it's probably somewhere in the middle. I think they're trying to allow close racing, so they're not going to be like calling ticky-tack stuff every minute, which is disproven because they're throwing out time stamps every time. But I don't know. I don't think that's something they want to bring to light a lot, because I think that's going to limit like close racing.
Well, we don't want to get rid of close racing, but it's also, you also have to follow the rules in which it's
written.
Right,
I get that.
And if you're like, okay, well, the rule can be, you know, for this one driver, we're going to look past it, which it feels like very Max in 2021, where it was like, you could do it to other people, but as soon as it happens to you, you're like, oh, you can't do that. I had the racing line, or, you know, he'll be the first one to pop off on it. But when you're watching the replay, like Lando and Max both at fault for the collision that happened that blew the tires off both cars. However, I'm going to look at this, and I mean, I've looked at this plenty of times, and I'm like, this is more Max than it is Norris, because he turns in to Lando. Like, he leaves him enough space, and then as soon as Lando starts to come in on the outside, he starts to turn left. You can't turn left into your competitor and think that you're not supposed to get a penalty, or that that's not going to be somewhat of your fault. So, like, when you look back at it, and it's like, but it's very Max to do, because Max has done that.
Yeah,
because
he's
years.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, right. Like, what? Like, what? Say something.
Right.
Max is very much like, sure, say something. I'm going to bitch about it. And like, I think that's some of the liberty you get with being the number one driver in the world.
Yeah, but it, like, again, I know that doesn't happen.
I know that doesn't speak to your rule following heart, but I think that that's exactly what's happening. Like, I get exactly where you're coming from. I just think that like he gets a lot of leeway because he's Max the best. I think, you know, we weren't like actively engaged fans in the heyday of the Lewis Hamilton era, but I would imagine that Lewis Hamilton got a lot of, like, you know, maybe not as much as Max because racism, but I imagine that Lewis probably got a lot of leeway on some actions because they're like, well, he's the freaking best. Like, when you're the top dog, you get like a little bit of a little extra leash, you know, you get a little extra leash when you're the top dog.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with it, because there's definitely perks that come with that. I'm just curious for the safety of racing. Is this something that the FIA will address?
Well, I don't. I hear maybe this is a hot take. I don't really think the FIA cares that much about the safety of racing. I mean, like, I think they do. I don't mean that. Like, I think they don't want people, but I think they're willing to sacrifice some safety for more compelling entertainment.
Well, clearly they would not sacrifice their morals and their rules for the entertainment value of racing. We've seen this time and time and time again.
Right. I mean, I don't think they're going to go on record and say, obviously, we value entertainment over it. But I think that when it comes to that sort of, are we making those calls? You know, the conspiracy PR like theorist in me that's just like they're here to make money is like, we're going to let that ride because this is actually compelling entertainment.
So everybody talks about all week. So let it go.
Yeah. So like, this is what everybody wanted. Now we can't be like, I agree with you. The rules are the rules, but I also am like, money is money.
Well, yeah, I know. It's the thing that will ruin everybody. I understand.
I mean, so, and also this is going to ruin the friendship. We've already talked about it.
Yeah. Well, like, yes.
Definitely didn't ride the villain plane together home.
No. Okay. So Lando has to retire the car. Max, however, somehow gets into the pits.
Of course.
And switches things around, you know, gets his car back on there and still beats his teammate by less than 10 seconds.
He's like, my tires are fully shredding out on the track. The car is a mess, but I'll get it in there and I'll still beat you.
I mean, poor Checo's car had a big hole in it. So, I mean, he was screwed from the beginning, but I'm like, oh, dear God. Okay. But then you go, Max and Lando take each other out, and then George Russell. Just being at the space at the right time.
Just Johnny on the spot. He's the king of right place, right time.
He is. And never have I ever heard Toto so excited in the middle of just hearing from him all season. And you hear, George, you can win this. And then George being like, I'm fucking winning. You know, like,
well, losing your shit. I did pull news and notes that was like, Toto was like, oh, I made a mistake of just like popping off on the radio too quickly. He said, there's an article about it. Wolf, Russell radio messaged the quote, dumbest thing I've done in F1. Mercedes boss Toto Wolf admitted a mistimed radio message to George Russell during the closing stages of his Austrian Grand Prix victory was the quote, dumbest thing he has ever done in Formula One. In his excitement at seeing the collision between Verstappen and Norris, Wolf immediately spoke to Russell over the Mercedes team radio, forgetting to go through the usual protocol of checking that his driver was at an appropriate point of the circuit to receive a message. Russell curtly responded to Wolf telling his boss to, quote, let him drive in a message that included an expletive. But I think Toto knows that was a mistake as well.
That was a mistake. Yeah, that was a mistake. Yeah.
But that was just joy. Like, Toto needed that moment of joy.
He did.
He's also been quite joyless in the last year.
Correct. Yeah.
Or race joyless. I think he's probably found joy in, you know, other things.
In other things.
His giant house and pile of money and beautiful wife and family. But
being a billionaire will do that to you. It's amazing.
Yeah. But on the track, I think he needed this moment.
He needed
joy.
Some joy. I agree. Well, I mean, you know, George goes home to win the race. Oscar, Lil King comes in second. And was it Carlos? Carlos was third?
Yeah.
Carlos was third. So, I mean, great podium. Love
great
the podium.
New podium. We love new a new podium.
This was great. Loved it.
We love a grab bag podium. And also, so this was kind of like the little brother's race to win.
Yes.
It really was. We had all three of them.
All three
of them. This was the little brother's time to shine. You know, we had George, Oscar, and Carlos. They were like, no, 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 pay attention to us.
Right.
Like, we are good.
We are
and they
good.
Are.
They
and
are.
I'm happy for them.
So happy.
And I'm happy for Carlos. I was hoping that this Carlos podium would spur him to, you know, maybe make an announcement quickly thereafter. But we're still waiting. So
we're still waiting.
We won't beat that dead horse any further. But when I saw him like ascend to the third spot, I was like, look, he's going to get his moment. He's going to have his time in the sun.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to grace us with a decision. Still waiting.
I mean, it kind of maybe is he looking at these races being like, maybe the Alpine's not a bad option. Maybe I should go to Alpine instead of Williams. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe even look at Haas. You get two Haas in the points. You get a Daniel Ricciardo in the points. I mean,
it was a real grab bag.
It was
like choose your fighter.
Right. I loved every minute. I'm like, this is amazing. I love this race.
Also, the news and notes have a lot of Ricardo news because this top 10 finish has really provided him with a renewed sense of joy in F1, and so now, you know, the writers, I don't know,
thank goodness
before we move on, we don't need to switch to that, I was just going to tell you that there's a lot of renewed excitement around Daniel Ricardo. And then insert eye roll here in the news.
I know. It's like the The lucky penny you just can't get rid of, Danielle.
And I was like, no, 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 we don't need to talk about Ricardo. Put back the pressure on Sainz so that he just tells us.
Tell us where you're going.
Yeah.
But I would be remiss if I didn't comment about the fact that George Russell gave us a yabba dabba do on the radio.
After he won.
Oh, you missed it?
I must have turned the TV off really quickly because I was in and out.
Yabba dabba do. And I was like, what?
Who knew that he was a big Yogi Flintstones fan?
I don't know. I don't understand.
An old school Hanna-Barbera fan?
Right. Just out there, you know, running the race with his big old feet.
With his big toes.
What?
They would be a really cute Fred Flintstone and Wilma for Halloween.
Like a very posh version of it.
Oh, yeah. Like the most chic. Like, well, I mean, Wilma was thin anyways, but just like much the svelter.
Yeah. Wild times with that. I was like, yabba dabba do, huh? And then he, you know, gives us the George T when he gets out of the car. And I'm like, could we please just retire this? Like, it was funny for its time.
Oh, but enough, we've moved George past Russell.
It. Like, put it to rest.
Enough. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done with the pose. The pose, it's just like Carlos Sainz's indecision. It's done. Like, we're done with them.
Yeah. We need to just.
So it's just not cute.
Right. George's PR, just let the man understand he had his time with it and the time is
new. New pose. More. Just give us something new. Like, I'm here for the yabba dabba do. Give me a yabba dabba do. No tea. That's a new thing. You gave us something new. You gave us something fun and silly to work with. We don't need to revisit the tea. Like, let it go. This time has passed.
Yeah.
It's time for the yabba dabba do.
Yeah. What if he just gives us like a running in place? Like he's like trying to.
Oh, and it's like, you know, the little sound.
Yes.
I would love it. Mercedes social team, get that.
Right.
That's what I want. I don't want any more tea.
No.
Nobody wants the pose.
Nobody wants the pose. The pose is the pose.
We want Flintstones content now.
Exactly. That's what we're here for.
I would take like a whole Mercedes. Like, we just do a whole bit. Let's get Lewis involved. Let's get, you know, Toto can be Fred's crazy boss on the phone. This is some deep cut Flintstones knowledge that I'm like uncovering in my brain. But, you know. Yeah. Fred had that like mean boss, get Toto to play the mean boss. We could do like a lot of really good social voiceover work with some Flintstones.
So you're saying
clips.
Just lean all into yabba dabba
lean
do.
Full Flintstones. We're going full Flintstones. Tommy Hilfiger, Flintstones collection. Like,
excuse me.
I'd much rather lean all the way into that because it's just silly and fun than this stupid tea.
I hate the tea. I hate the tea. I hate it.
I don't want it.
Well, I tell you who I don't hate, and I'm going to give you my – we're going to wrap this
– You don't hate Oscar Piastri.
No, I don't hate
Oscar Piastri. You're wearing his merch.
This is a double part for me, okay? My driver of the day is actually going to go to Lando Norris because I loved that he was bold enough to get under Max's skin enough for Max to take him out, and I was like, that's amazing. So driver of the day for me, Lando Norris. My P1 is Oscar Piastri because – justice for Oscar, he got ticked over in this race, and she surely should have been the one to win. And it started with the track penalty that he got in qualies. And you know what? I'm a Virgo, and I hold on to things, and I'm holding on to this grudge. Justice for Oscar.
But you, through the course of this season, you've really become an Oscar Piastri fan, like a fangirl, dare I say.
You can.
Does he have a plant?
He doesn't.
Maybe you should plant one.
You know what? Next plant is going to be an Oscar plant.
Maybe you should get one. Because honestly, like, you've really been on an evolution of fandom with Oscar. It started off in a weird place.
I hated him in the beginning. He's the reason why I threw my hat away. Because he took over Daniel's spot at McLaren. And I was like, I hate this. Who is this kid? Whatever. And now, look at me. He's my P1.
And honestly, I haven't seen you in much Daniel Ricciardo merch lately. So...
I really only have Daniel Ricciardo merch that is from Enchanté. The McLaren days or the Enchanté. So,
but I haven't seen you in any Enchanté lately. You've been honestly, really leaning into your McLaren era.
I have been leaning into my McLaren era, but it's also because my children have stolen my Enchanté merch, so I don't really know where it is at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, my driver of the day goes to George Russell. Because just like being just being in the right spot at the right time.
Okay.
And honestly, sometimes that's half the battle in life.
Yeah.
You know, just like being where you need to be and doing what you got to do. Yeah. And I'm not I'm not forgiving the T post the pose. I'm not forgiving the pose. I'm saying that he was driving. This is his recognition for the work in the car, not the work out of the car.
Understood. And thank you for that clarification.
This is as a driver, only with hands on the wheel.
Okay.
That's where he's being recognized.
Understood.
Time in car. my P1 goes to the Hulk. Like, can we put some respect on the Hulk's name?
Yes, we can.
Because he has been a faithful soldier all season. He's been doing work. Like, where is he in the point standings? Not far, as far down, I feel like, as, you know, one might consider, think a Haas driver would be. Looking it up.
I feel like he's got to be pretty,
like, he's
in a pretty spot.
Driver's standings F1. Let me see him. I mean, he's, you know, he's not the top dog, but he's doing work. And we have to respect. Honestly, I can't believe that he's in 12th.
12th place, yeah, with 14 points.
It feels like he should be higher, frankly.
I do too.
Like, how is he behind Stroll?
Lance Stroll? I don't know.
But I just feel like respect for doing the most with the least.
Also, how is Fernando in 9th place?
Like, he had a really good start to this. He had a great start to the season before he went over the cliff.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good point. Where are we with the instructors? This is...
I think Aston Martin and Alpine, like, someone has switched things.
Yes.
Someone has done a switcheroo of all their stuff. They have rebranded it. I don't know what is happening, but, you know, Aston Martin was on its way and Alpine was in the shitter, and now they've just kind of, like, done a little swapsies.
Right?
A little swap. Yeah.
Good point.
Which, much to Lawrence Stroll's dismay, because he cannot be very happy with the state of affairs at Aston Martin currently, but...
I don't know, though, because they just signed the former CEO of, I'm going to get his name wrong, but he was at Mercedes during the years where Mercedes had the dominant car.
No, I know they're on the up and up, but like, we've been putting time into getting on the up and up and we are still not up.
Yes.
Or we were getting close to up and then we dropped back.
But then we're also getting rumors that Adrian Newey is very close to signing a deal with Aston Martin. So like,
no, I'm not saying that they're like not where they need to be. I'm just saying like, with the amount of investment, you feel like they'd be farther.
They should. Okay. Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think Lawrence Stroll thinks that they should probably be farther. And I support that, because it feels like he's dumping buckets of money into making them better. And then the on-track product is not necessarily reflecting the investment that is being put in off-track. That's
maybe
where I say that maybe he's upset. I just don't feel like we're getting the caliber of racing that he was expecting.
Because he's letting his son still drive the damn car. I feel like if he would just get a better driver, and I say that, and then poor Fernando is a better driver, is not doing much better than
his son. No, he's an exceptional driver, you know? Yeah.
So it's like, okay, but like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you put a Carlos Sainz in Lance Stroll's space or place, this could be a very interesting conversation.
No, I think it would be incredible. I'm just saying that when the car was in like a good place, Fernando was doing good things with it. So the car, there has to be something amiss with the car, because Fernando is having a hard time with it. And we all know that, like, love him or hate him, the man can drive a car.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So
anyways,
but also justice for the Hulk.
Justice for the Hulk, absolutely. I love that he's your P1. That's amazing.
I just think, like, it's a delight to see the Haas in the top 10. Like,
yes.
Let's do more.
I mean,
let's do more.
Haas is in the points. Like,
I know. But I just feel like the Hulk has had a really good season, and we need to put some respect on his name.
Yeah. Oh.
He also puts out great social content. If you're not following him, he does a lot of really strong social work.
Yes.
He's no Valtteri Bottas, but like,
Who is?
Who well, is? I mean, yeah, that's... Yeah.
This might be the perfect segue for you for your news and notes, but the first place finisher for the Austrian Grand Prix in our fantasy league is none other than Daniel.CreditCardo. That name, that's great. They're in that first place. And then Luigi Follow Only, the Ferraris is in second place, and Love a Safety Car is in third. So congrats to the top three in the Austrian Grand Prix.
Iconic names, too.
Those are fantastic. I mean, you guys are amazing at this. I love it.
Okay, sure. It is a good, you know, the Ricardo of it all.
Mm-hmm.
F1 pundit hints at shock Ricardo negotiations with new team. Daniel Ricciardo has reportedly held talks with one of Formula One's most iconic teams as he looks to secure a seat for next season. The Australian is out of contract at Visa Cash App RB. I can't with that name. At the end of the current campaign, and there has been much speculation about where his future lies beyond 2025. Speaking to F1 TV, Will Buxton revealed that discussions may have taken place between the RB racer and Williams, with the struggling team already looking for someone to replace Logan Sargeant. So, you know, we've gotten Carlos Sainz floated. Now we're getting Ricardo floated. Departing Ferrari star Carlos Sainz has been strongly linked with the switch to the British outfit, but with the Spaniard taking his time to weigh his options, so much time. Buxton believes there could be an opportunity for Ricardo to move to the top of their wish list. His entire future is on the line right now. He said much talk that he will be out of his seat after the summer break. There is talk that he may be in negotiations with Williams for their second seat next year alongside Alex Albon. So, what are your thoughts on Daniel Ricciardo at Williams?
Wouldn't hate it, in all honesty. Again, I don't know what they're planning to do with the car, so we'll see. But the content that we would get from Alex and Daniel would be fantastic.
They'd be a cute pair. I like them. I like them as a little.
Weren't they like together at Red Bull, like back in the beginning days? I feel like they were in the same era.
Or close.
Yeah, close to it. But
when Alpha was at AlphaTauri then? Did Alex replace him?
I can't remember. I mean, that was like 17 or 18, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'd have to go back sure on the timeline. Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah.
Well, while we think they would be a good duo, you know, the friendship.
Mando.
They may be falling apart. And then, you know, Helmut Marko's getting involved because obviously, why wouldn't he?
I mean, Gossip Girl himself needs to weigh in.
it has to get involved in the mix. Marko slams, quote, pathetic Norris as Verstappen talks revealed. Red Bull boss Helmut Marko has blasted the behavior of Lando Norris at Sunday's Formula One Austrian Grand Prix. Speaking to OE24, Red Bull chief Marko, who previously admitted his team were partly to blame, revealed the pair will meet to clear the air, but criticized Norris for comments made both during and after the race. Quote, Norris' comments that Max should apologize are not very helpful, said the Austrian, but they will meet to talk things out. When asked why those discussions hadn't already happened on the return flight, given they usually fly together, the 81-year-old revealed that they had traveled separately on this occasion. Yes, confirmed. He added, quote, Norris's behavior on the radio was pathetic, but things like that happened and I would write it off as a racing accident, although Norris was more likely to have overstepped the mark. Gossip Girl gave us the tea. They did not travel together, and then he's over here just getting digs in. But
wow, because nobody at Red Bull will take responsibility for shit.
He's just like, he's pathetic.
He is pathetic. I did read an article from ESPN that quoted Max saying that blamed the race loss on the strategy and the time in the pits, because he did have that awful like 6 second pit.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that tire change in the back was a mess.
How dare you blame Queen icon Hannah Schmitz, chief strategist, on your fucking fuck up. Like, I cannot. Incapable
responsibility. I know. Incapable. But that's why we love him.
Speak for yourself. I like a man that can admit when he's wrong.
I just love how the Red Bull team doesn't give a, like, part of me, obviously, Helmut Marko is an unhinged person. But the level of unhinged that you can just, like, you don't care and just say whatever you say. I mean, he's also old. And there is obviously a level of once you're old, you just don't really care what anybody thinks about you. But part of me just loves that he's just like, I'm going to call him pathetic. Like, that guy's a loser. Right. I'm going to tell the guy that's on our own team, like, I kind of hate him. I just get a giggle. I don't condone or support the behavior, but I enjoy watching it.
You're here for the spectating.
Yeah, I want to know what he's going to say next. It's right. going to be, it could be inappropriate. It's probably going to be hurtful.
Yeah. It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
No. And honestly, only like an old white guy could get away with it.
That's very true. You know, they are the most protected species on the planet. So.
But I'm also just like, say something. It's going to make me have something to talk about in the news and notes.
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks for giving me
the news and notes regular.
Oh, regular. I mean, I'm worried when we don't have something from him.
But on a full pivot, we were just talking about the Yabba Dabba Doo line, upcoming Yabba Dabba Doo line from Tommy Hilfiger. But next year it might have to switch because the Mercedes F1 team is set for a clothing partner switch to Adidas. Did yes. you know that?
Adidas having a glow up. I mean, they're getting the Texas Tech merch and now they're getting F1. I mean, yeah, look at them
they're switching to F1. Adidas looks to enter F1 partnership for 2025. So new merch.
It's going to be fun.
New merch. So, you know, I think that they still, will they still have the Tommy Hilfiger?
No, he's like the brand partnership is over.
A move to Adidas will bring an end to Mercedes' current team wear sponsorship deal with Puma. The future of the other Mercedes clothing partner, Tommy Hilfiger, remains unclear. Oh. That deal had heavily revolved around Lewis Hamilton, who is leaving the German manufacturer at the end of the 2025 to move to Ferrari.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that one because I feel like I have heard rumors or have seen some clickbait about Hilfiger leaving when Lewis goes. So that.
Yeah. But this doesn't affect that because this is replacing Puma.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Important. So we could still have the Tommy Hilfiger Yabba Dabba Doo line. Although it does feel very on brand for Adidas. Yeah. Colorful.
Yeah.
Excited for this new merch that I have conceptualized. Okay, and then back to, you know, we always have to stay hopeful for Haas.
Always.
Komatsu promises Haas driver news coming, quote, soon. And you know what? I'm going to need everyone in F1 to really put some parameters on what soon means.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about this for so many episodes of like, just define the word. Just let us know. But are we getting Ollie Bierman in practice at Silverstone? I feel like I saw this.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to see him in the Haas and see what he can do. Specifically given that Haas has been on on the up and up for the past couple of races. Actually this whole season. I feel like they're doing great. And you know, I'm here for this. I am here for this Haas season.
We were hopeful for Haas, but now we are just, you know, staying
here for Haas, you know,
here for Haas. We're here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The driver market has slowed down in recent months with Nico Hulkenberger. Why did I say Hulkenberger? Nico Hulkenberg's future move to from Haas to stake the last change announced in Miami. But, you know, they haven't made a decision on Kev. They're going to let us know. And then Ollie Bearman carrying out plenty of FP1 running for Haas and a heavy favorite for driver in 2025. So. There you go. But the decision's coming soon. So soon. Everyone stay tuned because soon this undetermined, you know, undefined period of time called soon is when we will be getting so many announcements from so many people. Undefined
period of time known as soon.
That's the name of the episode.
That's it. Undefined period of time.
Known as soon. But yeah, those are the rest of it's just more, you know, Max Verstappen being immature. News, you know, but
we're,
you know,
who needs not to be really that news to anybody. It's just what we know.
It's just, you know, the general thing. But I like this. I like old Max a little bit. I like new Max. I like old Max.
Yeah, it's weird though. I don't know. It's weird to see Max and Lando like squawking.
Out.
I know. Because they're just, they're bros.
Best bros. What I need to know. Mm-hmm. I need to know what's happening on the group chat with Lando, Max, and Martin Garrix.
Because the side chats between both. Like Martin's trying to like,
yeah. Max, is Martin trying to like bring the get the squad back together again? Because they're like a crew.
I know. They're, I mean, listen, summer break is it's coming soon. And, you know, Martin Garrix is the official boy of summer. So,
and he's the official boy of Max and Lando.
Yeah.
Oh. Who's getting to go, you know, who's standing next to him in the DJ at the shows?
Is this, I mean, is the thruple in question? I don't, you know, like what's happening?
You know that Martin's trying to bring the boys of summer back together.
Yeah. He's like, we got to let this go.
I do love that Helmet confirmed that they did not travel together.
Inquiring minds needed to know.
Piping and hot tea.
That is. I mean, you know, because Lando said, he's like, if Max doesn't,
apologize,
then I'm going to lose respect for him. And, you know.
Well, they asked him, like, because you're best bros, like, what's the vibe? And he's like, he better say sorry.
Yeah.
Here, look, here's a quote. It just came up. We're fighting. We both want to win, and we're going to push it to the limits, some slightly more than others. At the same time, I'm excited. We're going to have more fights together, and I look forward to those times.
Wait, who quoted that? Is that Lando?
That's Lando.
Okay.
So maybe he apologized.
We'll never get a public apology from Max.
Oh, hell no.
That, and it won't even be in a receiptable contact for Lando. It will be in person. Maybe at a loud club after a couple beers, being like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you say? Not going to get me to repeat it.
Here's a great quote about Max from David Coulthard. He said, no one should be surprised that Max is fucking fast and won't back down. It's true. Oh, and guess what today is?
What is today?
A day of days. Seb's birthday.
Seb's birthday. You know, Seb is the original who gave us Yabba Dabba Doo. Seb did it and it was cute. George did it and it got on my nerves. Like,
well, maybe it was a throwback to Seb. Maybe it was do you think it was a wink?
No.
A wink to Seb?
I think George is just... That's the first thing that came to his mind. Seb's birthday.
Seb's birthday.
This is great. This is great.
And then I got one more quote on this Max Lando thing before we wrap it up.
Okay.
Karun Shandok said, we've heard various drivers, including Lewis Hamilton, saying, quote, you think differently when you're racing against Max. That's what the Sennas, the Schumachers, the greats did. They try and get into the minds of their rivals before they come wheel to wheel. And like, Max is fucking with people.
He is. I mean, he's iconic for that reason. Like, he's known as an aggressive driver. He's in your head before you even turn the car on.
It gives me, like, tennis vibes of, like, when you're just, like, head-to-head with somebody.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I already know what you're going to do, and I'm going to mess with you, and I don't care.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well.
Well.
Yabba dabba doo.
We shall see it all unfold.
I'm excited for Silverstone.
I am too. I love it. I love Silverstone. Do you have any predictions?
What if we get another George Russell? I'm predicting a two Brit podium.
Two Brit podium. Okay.
I don't know which of the Brits. Mm-hmm. I don't know who of the Brits, but I'm predicting a two Brit podium. I'm predicting happiness for the Brits, fans, and I'm predicting a Max plus two Brits.
Max plus two Brits. Plus or minus.
Plus or minus. If I'm a betting girl, I'm going over 1.5 Brits.
Okay. Okay. I like
that's
it.
That's my bet.
That's your official bet. Okay. Got it.
Over 1.5 Brits.
Over 1.5 Brits. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
who's yours?
I mean, I'm going with my heart on this one. Sir Lewis Hamilton, I do think, is going to be on the podium.
That's one Brit.
That's one Brit, exactly. And I do think – hang on. Let me see if I can see it. I'm going Piastri. And not a Brit. But I am going – I think we're going to get Lando, Piastri, and Lewis.
You think no Max?
I think Max is
– You think that –
I don't think we're going
to
get Max.
Who is Lando paying to do his bidding to take Max out? Carlos?
Maybe. Maybe.
Does he call?
Maybe he calls back his OG and says, OG? I need a favor. I'm calling it a favor.
The time is now.
Yeah, the time is now. Huh. I think there's going to be a safety car that prevents so Max from being on the podium.
Over 0.5 Brits.
Yes.
Or you're doing one plus Brit.
I'm doing one plus.
One plus Brit.
Plus Brit, yeah.
Brit.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the odds.
Those are the odds. Did we just set the line? Did we do that?
I think we set the line. Yeah, I like that podium. I just think whom is taking Max out is the big question.
I think we're going to have to give some credit to Logan Sargeant, because I think he is going to give us a safety car that is going to impede Max. And that is how we're going to get Max not on the podium. And that is how we get Oscar, Lando, and Lewis in the shining moment. One shining moment.
Yes. Okay, I like it. I like it. I like where heads at. Mm-hmm. I'm still going two Brits.
I like it.
I'm going two Brits too to really shove it to those promoters, to the event promoters, to the, you know.
Yeah, the one that's
the ticket sales. Yeah.
This is because of Max.
Because I'm still on Team Max on the ticket side of things. Like,
yeah. This isn't a Max problem. This is a you've outpriced your problem. Yeah.
So I agree. That's where I stand on that.
I like it.
But I'm excited. It'll be a great weekend.
I know.
This is not a sprint. Thank God. It's just so much. I need the old sprint back. Nobody cares because I've already said it 100 times, but old sprint, please. Thank you. Yeah. It's too much. Thank you. Yeah,
it's like, who's racing when? You're like, I don't know. Hang on. Like, hold on, please. Hang on. Wait.
I'm like, this is happening now. How did I already miss the other thing?
I don't know.
It's too much. It's like watching Big Brother in the summer. There's too many episodes of it when it's a sprint weekend. It's too much for me to keep up with.
It's too many people. No.
I love them every once in a while, but.
Yeah. It was nice to have it sprinkled in, like, for, you know, we had a triple header going into a triple header or rounding out our triple header. So it was nice to have it in the middle. But I'm agreed. Like, we don't need another one for a little bit.
No.
We're good.
But you know what we do need?
What do we need?
We need the people to follow us on social media at F1 Push Push, where you can also engage with the haters and find compelling content from us on the socials. Please make sure to follow us at F1 Push Push. Also, go ahead and subscribe to that YouTube channel, because big things are happening on our YouTube front of things. We are going to we have outside sources coming in. We have a garage now that is going to help us get right.
We're
on
so excited. We can't wait to share with you guys what's been going on behind the scenes. We've got some big news coming up.
Yeah. BTS.
After the holidays.
Did I lose you?
You know, in a couple of weeks, we get some things.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. Go ahead and hit that, you know, subscribe button. Like, I'm one of those kids that does toy unboxing videos, you know, like, comment, subscribe for more. And, you know, if you haven't written a review and you tune in weekly, what you waiting for? What, like,
yabba
dabba do and get over to the reviews and just write us one. Because we would really like to get those up. If you did, it would make us happier than me winning my two plus Brits on the podium. And until next time, push, push.